a juicy award search tool, a revamped ultra premium card, 1099s, and more on today's Milanomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Milanomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Milanomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on the following discussion. All right. News item number one, Juicy Miles is an award search tool that it launched some time ago, but Frequent Miler publicized it this week, and I've been checking it out, and it's really cool. It's a search engine tool that automates searching for award availability across all the major programs. And what I like about it is it allows you to perform those searches, and it shows you how many bank points and flexible transferable bank points and airline miles it might take to perform those bookings. So it really simplifies a lot of the mystery that has existed in the redemption side of this game that we play. And you can get a trial for 5 days for $10. I did that through Frequent Miler's link, and I gotta tell you, it's a lot of fun. It's as much fun as I've had for $10 in this game in a long time. If you have a award that you've been noodling with for a few months, I think it would really be good, now that you've done all that manual searching, to give this a try and see if it teaches you anything about what might be out there that you weren't originally looking at. I'm looking at an international award, and this has been really interesting to see what it surfaces up. Now, it's not perfect yet. It's early in its evolution. It's impressive, but there are some glitches, but I think it's got a ton of potential. So we go way more into this in the paid version of the podcast, and you can hear what we think about it there if you subscribe. But for now, I will include a link to Frequent Miler's post on this topic. Give that a look for more if you haven't looked at it. Juicy Miles.
Next item here on the news is one that we have been waiting for, patiently waiting for, from Citi, and it's the revamped Citi Prestige card, now available for signups at 50,000 thank you points. We thought it had to be more than this. We thought it had to be 60. I said 60. Robert, I think you had said 75, and they come in at 50. So I guess they don't listen to this show. The annual fee is $495 on this card. There's a $250 travel credit on it as well, so that helps to offset some of that fee. And the new revamp includes 5x on flights and dining. There are some restrictions on the fourth night free hotel benefit. That was just one of the greatest parts of this card. It was unlimited. It will be capped starting in September to 2x per year. So We go into a little bit more analysis of this card on the paid show, but just the real quick recap. I don't think this is enough. Robert, you want to give a 10-second recap?
Oh, yeah, sure. Now, I think it's good to have this back in the mix. I mean, I think a lot of Citi's strength is in being able to commingle points between cards, say the Premier and the Prestige. And we had some ideas on how to maybe combine both of those into a singular approach. And yeah, maybe if you have an old card like the Citi AT&T Access More, if you have that clanging around, it does give you the ability to generate points in a program that isn't American Express and Chase Ultimate Rewards. So good to see them back with this card. It was dormant for quite a while.
Robert, you want to take this next one?
Yes. American Express and Chase are both sending out 1099s for referrals during the course of the year. They're valuing points at a penny a piece and Hilton points at 0.67 cents a piece, which seems pretty high for a Hilton point, but it is what it is. I don't think we were expecting referrals to be taxable, but here we are. And I got my 1099 this week. My wife has not seen them, though, even though she did some referring. Have you seen any 1099s for referrals yet?
I have not yet. So USPS Informed Delivery Angst is real on this one.
We'll see. We'll keep an eye on this one, see how widespread it is. I would have to think it'd be consistent, but you were suggesting maybe it's dependent on dollar value, or what do you think?
Yeah, there may be some threshold where it's not worth it to them. They certainly have a threshold where they have to 1099, but they could theoretically 1099 for any amount that they want. I don't know. I guess we just have to keep an eye on it. And some good advice that you mentioned was to really just wait and file taxes a little later this year, because it seems like Chase is now sending out 1099s, which is extremely unexpected as well. And so those two together are kind of unwelcomed. And I was thinking that these really take some of the air out of the fun of this game. Not that there's a ton of fun left, but, you know, when you add this into it, it's just unfortunate, I would say. But definitely pay your taxes.
Stop and Shop, regional grocery store in the Northeast, and Martin and Giant have 4x fuel rewards on Happy Lady gift cards this week. So do the math on rewards and see whether this promotion makes sense for you. It runs through February 14th. Do you want to take? Do you want to take one quick question? Or just one question? I don't know. Do we have time for one question?
We've done this from time to time here on the free show. We've taken reader questions, and I think that our first one goes way back to one of our first shows. So today's question is from a reader, Milenomics, asking, "Hey, I have to take a trip in the next few days, and it's going to be on United Metal. And there looks like there's award availability, but can you help me avoid the $75 close-in booking fee with United?" This is one of those things that I hate, these close-in booking fees. Personally, I don't know anybody that likes them, but what's your position on these fees?
Always good to be able to find a way to do it. What are you going to go with as a strategy for this?
Yeah, you know, there's two strategies that I would recommend. There's a little twist in this, in that this is a one-way flight. And it's a short flight. It's, I think it's about 500 miles. So I really miss the old ANA award chart that used to do a one-way short-haul Star Alliance based on distance, kind of similar to the British Airways chart that we have. And it has to be Star Alliance because this flight is only served by United in a nonstop fashion. So I'm going to flank to either Avianca Life Miles or Aeroplan Miles on this one. I like those Life Miles because they have that 7,500 Life Mile regional routing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this actually would qualify. It depends. Sometimes these short flights that break a region, they don't qualify for that 7,500.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer.
Because they're, yeah, it would. But you still could skirt the $75 close-in booking fee with that. And so I would recommend looking at both of them. You know, looking at both of those, you can sign up. You don't have to transfer any miles in to do searches with either of those programs. And you should be able to verify which of the two is a better fit based on that. So this brings up the idea, and this is one of those things that Juicy Miles would be fun for, actually, the idea of partner availability, which is a little bit more of an advanced topic. See, I hear this kind of question from people in real life all the time. They'll say, I want to go somewhere and I have all of these United miles or American miles, but they don't fly to those places. How do I get there with those miles? And this is definitely a bigger topic than we can cover on this free show. But the idea of these alliances is that basically that they're offering seats on all of these different planes that these other companies fly among their alliance partners, and they're bookable with each currency. So in an alliance, you might have a dozen different carriers. Each of them has their own frequent flyer miles. Each of them charges their own rate for the exact same seat on the exact same flight. And it's a very complicated part of this game. Is there a better way to describe that, Robert, that you could think of?
I don't think so. I think you nailed it. But just I think what's happening here is there's two nasty things in award booking. One is an American characteristic, and that is the close-in booking fee. And international carriers tend to get you another way with big, high fuel surcharges. So by booking a domestic flight with a foreign carrier's currency, you avoid fuel surcharges because they're based on the metal you're flying on, and you skirt this, you know, close-in booking fee. So I think that's really good advice that you give about transferring, you know, membership rewards up to Aeroplan or Citi Thank You Points down to Avianca, Star Alliance partners, to book these because you get the best of both worlds, right? It works in the opposite way if you're booking an international flight with a domestic carrier's currency. So I think that's a really good concept to get across, like when to use the right miles for the right for the flight, depending on that. But another thing I would add in this is to really look at flexible bank points in terms of booking this outright with cash.
That's a great point,
right?
Yeah.
Like we're so trained to, oh, if I want to take a United flight, I need to use United miles to do that. If somebody's looking at that, they might not have looked at the ability to use their Chase Ultimate Rewards with 1.25 or 1.5 cents of uplift, depending on the Ultimate Rewards card they have. If this isn't an expensive flight close in, you'd be better off booking it that way, especially if they're going to tack a $75 fee on it. So that's, I think, a pretty foundational thing. Always take a look at what it costs with cash and look at what maybe you could use with bank points to book the flight, just paying for it essentially.
That's a great point, actually. Yeah, all of this we cover in numerous topics here on the blog, but it's all about creating a system that works for you and not for the airlines here. So if you've got questions, if you've got a situation that you're stuck with, reach out to us. You can direct message me on Twitter. I'm at MileNomics, or Robert. Robert's at Robert Dwyer. And just reach out to us with questions. We have covered many of these on the blog as Brandon asks questions. We're starting to handle them on the podcast here now because it's a little different format, but it's a little easier to cover them.
Oh, thanks for the question. And thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth talk about miles and points, visit us at patreon.com/mileonomics. There you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about the topics we discussed today.
And we'll see you on the site.